The differences between American and British English. English is a global language spoken in many countries, but it varies significantly depending on the region. Two of the most prominent varieties are American English and British English. While mutually intelligible, they differ in vocabulary, pronunciation, spelling, and even grammar, reflecting their distinct histories and cultures. One key difference lies in vocabulary. For example, an elevator, in American English, is called a lift, in British English. Similarly, truck, in American English, becomes lorry, in British English. And Americans say apartment, while the British say flat. These variations can sometimes lead to confusion, especially for non-native speakers learning English. Spelling is another area of divergence. American English tends to favour simpler spellings, often dropping silent letters that are retained in British English. Words like colour and favour in American English are spelled as C-O-L-O-U-R and favour, F-A-V-O-U-R, in British English. The same applies to endings like I-Z-E or I-Z-E in American English versus I-S-E in British English, such as in realise and realise. These differences can be traced back to Noah Webster, an American lexicographer who deliberately simplified American spellings in the 19th century. Pronunciation also highlights the distinction between the two. For instance, the R at the end of words like car is pronounced in most American accents, but tends to be silent in British received pronunciation, or RP. Additionally, vowel sounds can differ. The word bath is pronounced with a long R in British English, but with a short A in American English, bath. Grammar, though similar, has subtle variations. For example, Americans use the past simple tense more frequently, as in I already ate, while the British might say I've already eaten, using the present perfect tense. Prepositions also vary. Americans say on the weekend, whereas the British say at the weekend. Despite these differences, American and British English are more alike than different. Globalization and media have brought the two closer. But understanding their distinctions is important for effective communication.